Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Pushing the Line. It's me, Magic Betts, and Mike B's Betts. Now, I got a question.
What's the question?
Your background.
Yeah.
What the hell is National Butter?
National Butter Day. That's today. I just found out, so I put it on a podcast. I'm
Man,
trying to teach y'all something. And what are we without butter? And speaking of butter, the reason I put it on there is because I've been on the road these past 2 weeks. Yeah, I've been on a hot streak, betting, just hitting.
I'm kind of mad about your, well, I ain't mad about it. I'm happy on your part. But these triple-double shots that you've been hitting. As a matter of fact, did you hit that one yesterday?
I absolutely did not.
Okay, LeBron screwed you.
Yeah. I got Giannis, though, but I didn't get LeBron. But that's okay.
All right. Sad day of college football yesterday.
Wow, who passed away?
The Vols.
Oh, yeah, they did. That was nice.
Man, they played good up until halftime. After halftime, it was like, y'all ready to go home?
I'm glad they lost because I don't like them, but man. I mean, you know.
You a hater.
Georgia still don't look right.
They don't. But if ain't nobody told you, I'm going to tell you today, you a hater.
No, I'm not a hater. I don't like the Vols. I don't know if it'll ever be a day that I'll root for the Vols. I don't know who they could play where I would root for them.
I'm going to need you to change that.
It's okay. I mean, you know,
Speaking of change, for a little bit of change, you get you one of these. You get one with the 615 Parlay Slayer, or you can get one with the show Pushing the Line. Just hit the link in the comment, go to the shop, and we good to go.
Yeah, support us because we poor.
As hell.
We trying to get this thing going, man. I'm excited for this week or so. I'm excited for this slate of games. I'm actually looking up bets and stats now as we talk. So don't pay me no mind, but I'm excited for this slate of games this week.
Man, I was up till about 3:30 this morning doing research. I'm surprised I'm awake right now.
Well, you was up playing Call of Duty with me.
Not till 3:30. I had to do some research to fall asleep. But yeah. Slate of games, pretty good. We got an old rivalry. Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears.
That's the oldest rivalry in football, if I am mistaken.
I believe you might be right. It's either them or Kansas City and somebody.
Yeah.
But the Bears just fired Shane Waldron. Like I told you earlier in the week, I think he's just the scapegoat for everything that's going wrong right now.
Mm-hmm.
They elevated Thomas Brown to the play caller. And if you don't know who Thomas Brown is, Thomas Brown got elevated last year with the Carolina Panthers after they fired their offensive coordinator. And he got elevated to call plays and develop Bryce Young. And we already see that didn't work.
No, it definitely didn't. I have a take on the Bears. I just don't think they're worth talking about. I like them. Let me say I like the roster that they have with Caleb and the receivers and DeAndre Swift and Cole Kmet, but they're about to ruin this kid's career. Now they're talking about benching him and all this old stuff. So, I don't like – well, I haven't liked them for a while. Where they're going with this franchise. I looked up a couple of things about the Bears, too. At some point, enough is enough, man. It's just enough. They haven't had an offensive coordinator to coach there longer than 3 years since 2005. That's when they hired Ron Turner. And, just over the years, just some of the things that they've missed out on. So, they had the number four pick. I believe that was the 2005 or 6 draft. And they drafted Cedric Benson. They could have had Aaron Rodgers. They drafted Kyle Orton. They could have had – they drafted Kyle Orton in the fourth round of that draft. You know, they just screwed up. Ever since 1985, they've drafted six quarterbacks in the first round. They've had Jim Harbaugh, Cade McNown, Rex Grossman, Mitchell Trubisky, Justin Fields, and Caleb Williams. And they skipped over Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. They haven't had a top 10 points per game offense since 1990. That's 34 years that your offense has not scored enough points to be in the top 10 of the NFL. I'm sick of it. Like, what are we doing here?
You know, I'm glad you well, first of all, this enough is enough was Mike's idea to add to the show. And I'm glad that you went ahead and got yours out of the way first since it was your idea. But Matt Eberflus, enough is enough. It's time for you to go.
He shouldn't have started the season as the coach.
So here's something that was interesting that I ran across this morning. I believe it was on ESPN. When they drafted Mr. Trubisky, at the end of the season, the head coach was fired. When they drafted Justin Fields, at the end of the season, Matt Nagy was fired. Mm-hmm. They just drafted Caleb Williams. And instead of firing the head coach, they fired an offensive coordinator, and he's the scapegoat because Matt Eberflus is the one that needs to be fired. Yep. If he's not gone at the end of the season, some shit going to get shaken up in Chicago. You're going to have some disgruntled fans. You might mess around and have some disgruntled ownership.
Yeah, he got to go. Should have been gone, but he definitely got to go now.
Well, they need to protect the quarterback for one if they want anything to happen. They've had 84 pressures and 21 sacks since week 8.
Yeah, and then, too, you know, some of that, it is team, it is coaching, and he's so unsure of what he's seeing out there. He's just holding on to the ball too long. And he's just – I'm not going to say that he's checked out. I'm going to just say he's overwhelmed. He's not trusting his eyes. He's not trusting his ability. And it's just a mess, man. And it's rolling over into the other parts of the ball. You see DJ Moore walking off the field during an actual play. You see Keenan Allen getting frustrated. These are vets, man. They came here, you know, thinking, okay, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, DeAndre Swift, Cole Kmet, we got a chance to actually do something. Like, it looked like they was building something special. And they was 4-2. They was 4-2. Ever since that Hail Mary, man, it's just went to shit.
Yeah. He may actually get a little bit of breathing room today because the Packers rank in the bottom 5 in pass rush productivity. So they may not be on his ass all day.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are, it's going to spell trouble for him.
And they got Xavier McKinney that's just a turnover machine. I think he get a turnover damn near every week. I know he's leading the league in interceptions. He has to. He was if he's not. This Packers defense, they're very opportunistic. That's the good word for them. They're going to create turnovers, and they're not going to sack you. They're not going to be all in your face and do all that, but they do exotic stuff in the secondary to make you do a bunch of turning the ball over. So we'll see how that go. I do think Josh Jacobs has a good game. The Bears' pass defense is pretty good, but their rush defense is kind of shaky. So that may be where the Packers can get them. And we'll see how Jordan Love looked because he had that pulled or strained groin or whatever. So we'll see how he looked today. Hopefully he looked a little better today.
I do have the Packers covering 5.5. And I've also got Josh Jacobs rushing over 73.5 yards.
Yeah, I think Josh Jacobs is going to have a good day today.
Next game on the slate, Jacksonville Jaguars versus Detroit Lions. In your opinion, this might be a coach facing his next team.
Ben Johnson.
See, you didn't even look at it like that. I caught you off guard.
Ben Johnson. No, I thought you was about to say this was a coach looking at Ben. This was going to be Doug Peterson's last game. That's what I thought you was going
to
say.
They might let Doug slide to the end of the year.
Yeah.
And let him go. But he's gone. You can almost guarantee that he is gone at the end of this year. Right now, the Lions are on a 7-game win streak. Trevor Lawrence, he's still banged up.
He's out today.
That leaves Mac Jones.
Tank Bigsby is out today, too.
That leaves somewhat banged up again.
I don't see much with this game. I think St. Brown has a hell of a game today. I think you know how Dan Campbell is. You know how Aaron Glenn is. They're going to be on Mac Jones' ass all day. Either he's going to have a lot of turnovers or he's just not going to have time to throw the ball. Za'Darius Smith, he makes his start today, his first start today. I was watching Sunday NFL Countdown, and I seen Za'Darius start. He's making his first start today. Za'Darius Smith, excuse me.
Did you see last week how he just – when they showed him on the sidelines, he was already in there showing his vet presence and coaching up people on the sidelines?
Yep, I did see him. He was in game. He was intense. That's a good word for it. He was intense on the sideline. I did see that. And that's going to mean a lot. That's going to mean a lot. He may get a sack today. He's going to do something to – he's going to be that coach on the field that they need.
I hope so.
Of course, you know Kirby Joseph, Brian Branch. You know what they got back there, man. They I said this last week. It didn't happen. I'm going to say it again. I don't see this game being close. I just don't. I don't think Mac Jones and – I mean, he has the weapons, no doubt. I believe Gabe Davis and Brian Thomas. I have to play Brian Thomas in the league today, but I don't see it. ETN is going to have a hell of a game against this Detroit team that don't let you run on them.
I see Mac Jones targeting Brian Thomas. Now, if his passes are on target, Brian Thomas has a good day. If they are not, he disappears.
Now, who may have a good day is Evan Engram. If it's something with this Jacksonville team, maybe Evan Engram can get them going.
I did not like the that matchup of Engram against this defense. Anything out of slot, anything coverage by the safeties.
Now, I will say, I think Sam LaPorta for Detroit, I think he's doubtful today.
I know he was doubtful. I don't think they said that he's definitely out yet. If he's out, that makes more targets for Jameson Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I think Williams has probably the better matchup today than St. Brown. St. Brown will get a couple of touches, but he won't be the focal point. They like to spread the ball around, of course.
Yeah. I know they're going to put Tyson Campbell. Tyson Campbell is Jacksonville's best corner. I know they'll have him on St. Brown. But, you know, they move St. Brown everywhere. They do those gimmick plays. The offensive lineman may score a touchdown today for Detroit. Who the hell knows?
Hey, you never know. LaPorta threw for one a couple of weeks ago.
Especially if they get up on them early, if they get up like 21-0 or something like that, I guarantee you they're going to do some form of gimmicky play today. Mm-hmm. You will see that.
That offense is fun to watch.
It is.
I do have Goff covering over 227.5 yards passing.
I got Montgomery scoring a touchdown today.
Do I have him on? I do not. I got Amon-Ra St. Brown on a touchdown parlay.
But I hope he do score today.
I mean, somebody going to score with that team.
Oh, yeah.
Several of them.
Let's see.
I also got Gibbs covering 16.5 receiving yards. I've also got Williams with over two and a half receptions, which should be fairly easy to cover, especially if LaPorta is out. He'll get more targets.
Let me see something, because I want to make sure that I throw this in, because I know how Detroit, I know how they operate. Detroit's backup tight end is Brock Wright. If you would like to single bet, Brock Wright scoring a touchdown today. You know how they are. I'm just telling you, you know how Detroit is.
They don't care who in the game, they're going to spread it around.
Huh?
They don't care who in the game, they're going to spread the ball around.
Yeah, I wouldn't parlay it with anything, but do not be surprised if Brock Wright gets in that end zone today. What's the next game? Jacksonville may have hell, and it's in Detroit.
Yep. Raiders versus Dolphins.
This is an interesting game.
If you say so.
Because the Dolphins on Monday night, their defense played Matthew Stafford very well. They so inconsistent that I just don't know. They'll go in this game and Gardner Minshew have a career day. That's how crazy this team is. I don't know, man. Jacoby Myers, Brock Bowers, the Raiders backfield, they let Josh Jacobs go. Zamir White has been a disappointment. Alexander Mattison, he's completely taken over the backfield, but he's inconsistent too. He's not doing much. It's hard to say how this game is going to go. I think Miami's going to win. What are they? They're a 7.5-point favorite.
It was 7.5. It is currently, yes, the 7.5.
Tyreek Hill has had a bad season. Let's just call that what it is. Jaylen Waddle has had an even worse season. Eventually, the tides have got to turn. I think today Tyreek Hill has a good game, like a 100-yard receiving game. Jaylen Waddle, I don't know, man. Everybody had big hopes and big thoughts of Jaylen Waddle coming into this season, and it just ain't been there. I know Tua been hurt, but it just ain't been there, man. This Dolphins team, they just ain't look good this year.
So anybody that watches the show knows I like to throw the local love around. I just realized that the Dolphins claimed Tyrell Dotson off of waivers. He's a linebacker. He went to school at Texas A&M for college, but he's from the Franklin area, and he went to Centennial High School.
Shout out to him. Hope he does well in the NFL.
I mean, he was playing pretty good for the Seahawks this year. Don't quote me, but
I ain't never heard of him before.
I think he was leading them into close to leading them in tackles, but he is a local product. Uh-oh, people starting to roll in. Waddell can't catch cold. Quarterback players are too inconsistent for the wide receiver to get out. You right. Both of those right.
Miami has been very, very just, I don't know. I thought they would look this year how they did last year. The defense, they've looked better. The offense just been all over the place. They got Mostert back. They got Tua back. A-Chan is back from his concussion. Tyreek Hill, he has a wrist injury. He said he's going to play through it. Waddle has been a disappointment. The best player on offense for the Dolphins has been Jonnu Smith.
So, my question with Raiders, the players are voicing frustrations with the organization. Now, does that have to do with management and ownership, or does that have to do with coaching? Because if you remember last year at the end of the season, a lot of them were pretty much saying they don't want to be there if Antonio Pierce is not the coach.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They've got some disgruntled people over there now.
I think it may be a combination of both. I think Antonio Pierce is the. You ever had a cool ass substitute teacher when you was in school? You didn't learn shit, but they was just cool as fuck. You got along with them, and you know the day went by. But when you actually get home and you sit down, you realize I didn't learn a damn thing in that class today. I think that may be where they are with him.
Or when they end up becoming the permanent teacher because the teacher is out for the rest of the year, and then they hold tone change.
Yep. They hold tone change because he's safe now. Well, for the moment, because he's the head coach. He was the interim last year, and you got what you wanted. Your best player, Devontae Smith, is gone. Your starting quarterback is gone. You let your running back go in free agency, so now you have no kind of running back, nothing. I mean, Alexander Mattison ain't it. Jacoby Myers is doing good, but he's not. I mean, he can play the one, but he's not a one. Brock Bowers has been a top three tight end this season, though. That is a bright spot.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Raiders' cap space look like. I'm pretty sure they're going to have a high draft pick, and I'm pretty sure that they're not going to miss out on a quarterback this year.
I hadn't seen the numbers lately, but I don't think they're in a bad spot cap-wise. So they should be able to make some moves in the offseason.
Okay. So this game, I mean, just looking at this game may end up being a good game. It may be an ugly, sloppy good game, but Miami may not cover that 7.5.
I don't think they do. I see a lot of kicking points in this game.
Yeah.
I actually have Jason Sanders over 7.5 kicking points, and I've got Daniel Carson over 5.5 kicking points.
Yep. So if y'all just tuned in and y'all wondering what my background is, today is National Butter Day. It's also National Homemade Bread Day. And I figured they go well together, so I picked butter because I like butter more than I like bread, if y'all wanted to know.
That reminds me of the movie Life. It's butter, baby.
It's butter. And you know, I don't want to just pat myself on the back and, you know, but I do this. That's why they call me what they call me. I've been on a hot streak betting lately. So, you know, as the late, great Stuart Scott will say, call me butter. I'm on a roll today.
He patting himself on the back. Don't let him fool
you. Nah, because, you know, that can go very bad. And yesterday, it went kind of bad. I missed out on my triple-double play. College football didn't go how I wanted it to, other than Georgia winning. But other than that, that's it.
I ain't patting myself on the back for nothing because I need to have a good day because I've got way more bets out than normal.
I've seen that. You posted a lot of bets in Winnable today.
And you know what? I ain't even posted all of them. I just posted up to the I posted all the noon games. I hadn't even posted the late games.
Yeah, it was like 6 or 8 bets I woke up to. I said, what the hell he got going on today?
Man, I extra time this week to do research.
Okay.
Honestly, at work, things are slowing down a little bit, so I do have a little bit of extra time here and there.
Yeah.
So the research is going to get a little deeper through now in December.
Word. I like it.
The Rams versus the Patriots.
I don't know what to say. The Rams are a 4.5-point favorite.
But the Patriots?
Sneaky.
2 wins in the last 3 games.
They sneaky. I like Drake May, man. I'm telling you that. I like Drake May. I want to see how he incorporates Pop Douglas and Hunter Henry. If he can continue to get them going, Jalen Polk. They keep giving the ball to Ramondre Stevenson. His yards per carry average is awful, but they're going to keep giving him the ball. They're going to keep pounding it. They won't go away from it. He can catch the ball out the backfield. But we'll see. But remember, when the Rams played Monday night against the Dolphins, I told you to remember the name Jared Verse. Keep remembering that name. He's a rookie.
He ain't gonna let you forget.
He's not going every game you're going to hear that name. If nothing else go good in Florida State this season, if that's all you got to look forward to, this man, he wrecking shit. When I tell you he wrecking shit, he man, I'm telling you. He a beast. So they better be real mindful of that.
So unrelated to this game, but related to Hunter Henry, in my fantasy league this week, when it was time for waiver wire pickups, I noticed Jerome Ford on the waiver wire. But the week before, I had picked up Hunter Henry because I needed a tight end that was playing.
I seen this.
So as I was picking up Jerome Ford, and it asked me who to drop, all I saw was Henry. And I'm thinking, Hunter Henry. I clicked it, pressed confirm, and went, as soon as I hit confirm, I saw it said Derrick Henry. How in the hell do you drop Derrick Henry?
Hey, don't feel bad. I dropped CeeDee Lamb on accident.
Man, I got to scrambling so fast. I messaged the fantasy group. I messaged the fantasy text. I messaged the fantasy league commissioner. He said he had to stop class. He's a teacher. He had to stop class to fix my problem.
At least they let you do it. In my league, they let me. Well, I'm the commissioner over in the league, but I text them. I text the group, and I called every single one of them individually. I did. And, you know, most people, if you're in a fantasy group and, you know, y'all are cool like that, most times they'll let you get them back. But
and should.
Yeah. I know you was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sitting in second place. I'm tied for first, but technically I'm in second
place. Same in my league. In that league, when I accidentally dropped them, I was in first. Now, hell, maybe I should have dropped CeeDee Lamb, but we'll talk about that when we get there.
If they had told me I couldn't get Derrick Henry back, I was going to drop everybody and just walk away from the league.
So, look.
Back to the game.
Play Cooper Kupp. Play Kyren Williams. Play Puka Nacua. You have to. I don't think this is going to be too much of a high-scoring game, but plays will be made. Drake May, his rushing yards has been hitting. I didn't know Drake May was mobile like that.
Yeah.
But
he's athletic.
Now, as far as him passing the ball, I don't know who I would – I don't know. Hunter Henry, maybe?
I got Hunter Henry going over 37.5 yards. I do like that matchup. I got Kayshawn Boot going over 33.5.
Okay.
I got the Rams covering 3.5.
So you're not – you can play the Patriots wide receivers, just don't go too crazy.
Yeah. I'm not even – I didn't put anything on the Rams receivers. I didn't like the matchup.
I would play it low, maybe 50, somewhere in there. Nothing too high.
I play below the line in a parlay.
Yeah. I think that game may be a blah, a boring game.
I don't know. It might be decent. Again,
like I say, you never know, man. You never know.
Kyle Duggar returns for the Patriots, so that'll help them on defense.
We got the Jameis Winston Bowl next.
The shit stains versus the Aints.
Yeah. The first annual Jameis Winston Bowl.
I want to see his pregame interview, halftime interview, or something. I just know he's going to say something stupid. He always does.
They should just mic him up.
Hey, man, entertaining as hell.
Yes. Just put a mic on Jameis Winston today. That's all. Speaking of Jameis Winston, two things can happen today with Jameis Winston. He can go out here because it's the Saints. Throw for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. Or he can go out here like he did last week. and throw for 300 yards and four interceptions. Or, you know, at the end of the day, it's Jameis Winston. He may do both.
Well, Saints are favored by one. I think Jameis has a decent game. I don't think he has an extraordinary game. I think he does just enough in the passing game to get the running game involved.
I'm seeing a lot of bits. I was just scrolling today on my Picket and just listening to just random fantasy shows. A lot of people are very high on Nick Chubb this week.
Three-day ban. Is this fool talking about Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Watch what you say. That AI, boy.
He said that magic F word last night.
Hey, I know Call of Duty has nothing to do with football, but a buddy of mine just came back from a seven-day ban. No, it was either 3 or 7 day ban. Was in chat 10 minutes and then got the next warning that he was out for 14 days. He got about 7 days left.
Which one is that? I forgot his name.
Big Taco.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're going to hit you with bands. But yeah, Cleveland. I think they're going to get the running game going today. I think Nick Chubb gets over 15 and a half carries. I also think Nick Chubb gets anytime touchdown. I also think he's going to get over 59 and a half yards. I think Jerry Jeudy goes over 48 and a half yards receiving. I think he also gets 3.5 receptions.
Yeah.
They have been dinking and dunking out of the backfield a little bit more since Jameis has taken over. I think Jerome Ford, I think he, you could probably play his rushing plus receiving yards, but I do have him over 12 and a half yards rushing.
I'm going to go with Kamara today. Kamara going to have a good game today. Kamara has a good game even if he have a bad game. He's probably one of the best fantasy players you can have because he never really has those Saquon, Derrick Henry type rushing games, but he'll have a day where he get like 8 catches for 80-something yards. 10 carries for 40-something yards, and you look up and he got 20 points.
Well, game to game, he finds a way to earn his paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Another person we didn't mention, just mentioned him, David Njoku. I look for him to have a pretty decent game today. Now that Jameis Winston is playing, you kind of see – you see Cedric Tillman and Elijah Moore. Not Elijah Moore, but you see Cedric Tillman, Jerry Jeudy, David Njoku. He's spreading the ball around. I like that. Cedric Tillman actually been playing well. He may be a play today, but I like Njoku. That's my guy on Cleveland. I like him.
Njoku's line is 48 and a half yards. I think he'll be right there in that area. It's hit or miss.
If the Saints can move the ball on Cleveland and they get in the red zone within the 5-yard line, you already know what it is. It's going to be Taysom Hill day. So, and you know, they use him as tight end, running back, quarterback, wide receiver, whatever they can do with Taysom Hill. He's a Swiss Army knife. They use him all around. So, be mindful of that. So, I don't know how. Huh?
So, New Orleans, receiving yards versus tight ends, they rank 21st. So, it is a good matchup. But this season, Njoku's only broke that line twice, against Cincinnati and against Baltimore. So, he broke that against two pretty good teams.
Yeah. We'll see how this game go, man. This got the potential to be some form of a crazy shootout game. But it also has the potential to be a low-scoring defensive game with both quarterbacks making a lot of turnovers.
I don't know why that play did not pop up whenever I was doing research, because that's actually a good matchup. Njoku over on his receiving yards.
Oh, yeah. This next game is one of the games I'm looking forward to.
Baltimore Ravens versus Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah,
boy. That would probably be my game of the week. It would be tied for my game of the week. There's another one on the later slate that should be a good one also. But I do like this Ravens versus Steelers matchup. I really like George Pickens in this matchup.
Ravens secondary been getting their ass shredded.
Hey, and George Pickens loves some Russell Wilson right now.
Sure do.
So I sent out, matter of fact, let me pull up. I sent out a play early in the week when I called it, before the Lions moved. Actually, I don't know if they moved on this one or not, but it was George Pickens. And I got to go back because it's early.
I would say George Pickens. I know a lot of people love playing their lotteries. They love their lotto picks. George Pickens, if you wanted to play him for 100 receiving, play it.
Yeah, this would be a good game for that one. And I did. I'm trying to see what the line has changed to for his receiving yards. His receiving yard. Oh, just got a little better.
Is Kyle Hamilton playing today?
I don't know. I didn't look.
No, he got hurt. I know Alex Highsmith is not playing today.
Let me see. Baltimore. Eddie Jackson is out, but it doesn't say. Doesn't say anything about Kyle.
Okay, so he may be in today. Let's see. This Ravens team. I'm going with Mark Andrews today. I know they're going to put Joey Porter on Zay Flowers.
So, with that Pickens pick that I had, Baltimore does rank 32nd in the league in receiving yards allowed to wide receivers.
Yeah, they off.
If I'm correct, that is dead last, right?
Yeah, it's dead last. Yeah, they off.
And since Russell Wilson has been the starting quarterback, George Pickens versus Jets 111 yards, versus the Giants 74 yards, versus Washington 91 yards. He's been over the 69.5 several times.
Yeah. Touchdowns included.
Mm-hmm. He started looking like the wide receiver they drafted.
And then, you know, they can't cheat over to his side because Mike Williams still a solid receiver. He hit the game-winning touchdown last week.
I'm glad to see him on the redemption tour.
Yeah, it's good to see him healthy because Mike Williams was a beast. Healthy in the Chargers organization, Mike Williams was a Pro Bowl wide receiver, if I ain't mistaken. Play Lamar. I mean, you got to play Lamar. He the MVP. Why the hell would you not play Lamar is the question. Play Derrick Henry. You got to play Derrick Henry. If they can move the ball on Pittsburgh, Q, I do think Derrick Henry could get 2 touchdowns. I think for sure he'll get 1. He may get 2 if they can get down in the red zone. They have to move the ball and get in that red zone. But I'm playing Mark Andrews today because I have to and because I just think he's going to have a good game against Pittsburgh today because I know they're going to put Joey Porter on Zay Flowers. They may switch him over to Rashad Bateman as well. But I think Mark Andrews is going to have a good day. The one thing that bothers me about Pittsburgh, they don't get Pat Freiermuth involved. He may have 1 or 2 catches within the game. I feel like he should have at least 5 or 6.
So,
you over there looking up something?
Yes. Pittsburgh ranks number 2 in the league for touchdowns against. They're not giving up many touchdowns at all. versus running backs, they are ranked 16th.
Yeah.
So it may be a tough day for Derrick Henry. Yeah, he's had a touchdown every game this year. He's had two touchdowns in four games this year. So it's a good chance that he does get one. I'd be careful on it too, though.
Yeah. Nah, Henry don't deserve the MVP over Lamar. Maybe offensive player of the year and Saquon giving him a run for his money.
Saquon gonna get that offensive player of the year.
Yeah, it's the thing about it, although we may not want to admit it, the MVP is a quarterback award. If you're a wide receiver, and the only way you can get it, if you break it in there, you have to get 2,000 yards receiving, or if you're a running back, you may have to break the all-time, not even just getting 2,000 yards. You have to beat Eric Dickerson's NFL record. And your quarterback just may have to just not have any kind of season.
He would look good, but he wouldn't look this good. He'd look even better if the defense was there.
Yeah.
If that defense comes together late in the season, it's going to be good for them to make a deep run in the playoffs.
Just a secondary. Matt Ibuka for the Ravens showed up last week. I think he had 3 sacks. If they can get him going, and they can, you know, Roquan Smith, he going to do what he do. I think they okay in that part. You have one great Hall of Fame All-Pro player in the secondary, Kyle Hamilton, but he can't do it all.
Tre'Davious White. They got to get him incorporated.
They got to get him incorporated. Is Marlon Humphrey back there?
He's back there, but he's been doing everything by himself. I mean, yeah. Kyle Hamilton's been hurt. Eddie Jackson's been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even tell you who the second corner was.
Oh, I meant to bring that up. I heard it today. Let me see if I can find it. Thank you for saying that before we move on. It was day of the corner. It was a very interesting fact that they said today. Brandon Stevens
is allowing
over 100 yards receiving or something like that on every wide receiver that he checks. It's a crazy stat. Whatever the stat is, he's dead last, and he is getting his ass burned every day, all day, even in practice. It's a bad stat. They was talking about it today on NFL Countdown. It was pretty bad. You know what? I'm going to disagree with y'all. I think Lamar, without Derrick Henry, I think he would still look the same. He just – I really think whatever Todd Monken is doing has put Lamar Jackson in a stratosphere to where I think this is just – this is Lamar. The Ravens have always been able to run the ball. And if you think about it, Lamar Jackson ain't even running the ball as much as he used to, and he looks better. I think he only has, what, 2 interceptions on the season?
I'm actually sitting here looking at Brandon Stevens on Pro Football Focus.
Oh, yeah, it's awful. Whatever that stat was that they threw out, it is absolutely – it is god awful.
So he has been targeted 60 times, which is fifth in the league. He has allowed 40 receptions, which is sixth in the league. Yeah, no wonder they traded for Tre'Davious White. Hopefully he plays better in the slot. Because that's where he's going.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Q, why they're not going to give the MVP to Saquon. Good or bad, Jalen Hurts steals all his touchdowns. Now, if the Eagles didn't have the tush push, Saquon would probably be up there with Lamar. He would probably have at least 10 to 12 touchdowns. But, and it's not bad. They asked him about it. It's not bad because it works.
So, but,
go ahead.
I saw a stat the other day, and I meant to screenshot it and send it to you, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was something like Saquon has had 9 or something rushes that ended at the 1 yard line. And then the following play was either Jalen Hurts touchdown. And only out of all those, only one time did Saquon Barkley get the ball the next run.
Yep. That's what they do. The play is nothing wrong with the play. He said, Saquon is a very humble individual. He kind of reminds me of Barry Sanders in that way. Like he comes off like he doesn't care about his stats as long as the team is winning. And I honestly think he feels that way because he's out of New York. He is such a game breaker that those touchdowns that he scored, they like from 20 to 30 yards out. But on this Philadelphia team, Jalen Hurts is so strong, and because their offensive line is so dominant, if they get within the two or the one, they just going to push Jalen Hurts in. It ain't nothing you can do about it. If they didn't have that play, Saquon would probably have 12 touchdowns. I don't even know how many he got, but they said he would have at least 12 to 14 touchdowns right now. So that's going to hurt him as far as winning MVP. Well, if you got Lamar already has almost 3,000 yards passing. He's got 24 touchdown passes. He's got 2 interceptions on the season. So that is a 12-1 touchdown interception ratio. And he's leading the league in QBR at 76.8. So he's on the verge of probably winning another unanimous MVP. And he keeps saying that he's on a mission. Lamar want that. He want that Lombardi, man. And you can see it. You can see it.
So you were talking about how humble Saquon was.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize how humble he was until he was facing his old team, the Giants, this year. And the coach went to him and told him, hey, it's up to you if you want to break this record or not. And going against a team that just didn't sign you at the end of the season, didn't offer you the contract,
yep.
Me, I'm humble. But my ass would have been in that game trying to run it down their throat. But he was let the young boys eat.
I think he understands the long-term goal.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, Philadelphia was in second place in his division. Now they're in first. I think the clock has slowly started to strike midnight on the Commanders. We really didn't talk about this game. It was a Thursday night game before we get to the next game. Philadelphia still got a lot of room to improve, but right now they're the second best team in the NFC. I don't think they could go to Detroit and beat Detroit. And as you can see as we go along, that bad loss to Atlanta is slowly creeping up on them because they're 7-2 or 8-2, and Detroit only has that one loss. The defense for Philadelphia, they shocking me.
Well, that run defense, I mean, it starts with the run.
Yeah.
That run defense.
That rookie corner that we got, Quinion Mitchell.
Those two rookie corners y'all got.
I did not know they was that good, man. I didn't. N'Kobe Dean, the Bulldogs are, they coming in the form. Vic Fangio, he got this team playing. He's not going to win best coordinator or whatever that award is, but I mean he's got this defense playing really, really well. This dude Jalen Carter, he's starting to look like Aaron Donald.
Not just Jalen Carter, you got what's the other big boy they got up there?
Jordan Davis.
Both of them from Georgia.
Yeah. You got N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond and Reed Blankenship. Did you know he went to MTSU?
Yeah,
MTSU. I mean, hey, they call him and Cooper DeJean call himself the Exciting White. So I like this Eagles team, man. I do. They still got a lot of room to improve.
Who's the Georgia outside linebacker y'all got?
Hmm?
There was a Georgia outside linebacker y'all drafted either last year or this year.
Who, N'Kobe Dean? No, Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith. Yeah, he's been a non-factor, Hayden.
Yeah, but they starting to incorporate him in. I think he got a sack Thursday night.
Okay.
So they looking much better.
Good young.
I like the way they're going. They haven't reached their apex yet, but they're trending upward in the right direction. Jalen Hurts is running the ball more. He's not turning it over like he did. Dallas Goedert is healthy. So I like it. They trying to get Jahan Dotson involved. They do try to do that. I like where they're going, man. I really like where they're going. As far as Washington go, they still a good football team.
They're still young.
How they look when Marshon Lattimore comes next week.
They're still young. They got a lot of growing to do themselves.
I'm going to let you have this next game.
I mean, honestly, we can skip it if you want to.
You didn't want to go to the game?
Look, man, I told you. I avoid downtown Nashville now, especially if the Titans are losing. As a matter of fact, I got a buddy. I was looking on Facebook earlier, and his comment was, "Damn, Titans, y'all don't tailgate no more. It's dry as fuck down here." So, obviously, it must not be a big crowd down there.
I would go just to see Justin Jefferson. So, we're talking about the Vikings and the Titans. I'm going to give you one today. I think the Titans win this football game. What'd you think about that?
Why? Home cooking?
No. Sam Darnold is starting to look like Sam Darnold.
He is starting to look like Sam Darnold, which is crazy. And then Will Levis protected the ball a little bit better last week. I mean, hopefully Will Levis learned some shit while he was sitting the bench.
Yep. Aaron Jones, he may not do well today. I think Jeffrey Simmons is going to shut that down coming up that middle. He may get on the edge. Justin Jefferson, is Snead playing today?
I don't think Snead. I think he's still out. And it's been surprising that the Titans defense has actually been playing well.
Yeah, y'all had like a top five defense overall at one point. So, with that being said,
get the offense.
That is my upset pick of the day. I'm taking the Titans to win this game.
Okay. Now that Spears is back, they are reducing Pollard's workload. Last week, they pretty much split touches. So, I wouldn't expect a huge game from either one of them. Oh, man, at this point, they should. Hey, man, how do I kick somebody out of the chat? Hey, but I do feel you, man. And you say you sell the tickets for $35, man. There are a lot of people who had PSLs for the Titans that are pissed off about the prices of PSLs for the new stadium coming. They're not getting as much of a discount as they should. There's no legacy stuff. They're just getting first shot at getting tickets.
You know, the biggest problem with the Titans is not even the football. It's not that. They're never bad enough to get a top five pick, and they're never good enough to be a playoff team. They like below average and average. They somewhere in the middle. And they, if they need a quarterback, like they, if you wanted to draft a quarterback for this team, you got Cam Ward, you got Shedeur Sanders, and I forgot the other guy that they said is up there with them.
See, our problem is we'll have the first pick, and instead of picking Cam Ward like we should, they would even skip over Shedeur, and they'd pick Garrett Nussmeier.
From LSU. But the problem is I don't know if they'll have a pick high enough to get Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Well, we'd have to have the first, but they're still playing to win.
Yeah.
So they're gonna sneak a few here and there. So they're not gonna have the number one pick.
All right, we've been an hour in. We can move along. We can go a little faster.
Golly, We just been talking today, huh?
I would take Justin Jefferson in this game to have. I think Justin Jefferson gonna have a good game.
I think I got him down for anytime TD. Other than that, I don't have a lot on this game.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you real quick.
Could be a good defensive game.
It could be. I do have Jefferson on an anytime TD parlay, along with Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Kittle, and J.K. Dobbins.
George Kittle out today. Did you see that?
No. So that'll avoid that leg.
Yeah, well, let me say he's highly doubtful. I seen him I should have texted to you. George Kittle for the 49ers is highly doubtful to play. I forgot what he hurt or whatever it was, but it said he's highly doubtful to play.
Tony Pollard over 15 and a half receiving yards. Tony Pollard over 2.5 receptions. Calvin Ridley over 54 and a half receiving yards.
Calvin Ridley coming along. Ever since he had that outburst in the locker room, hey, give me the damn ball. They've been getting him the ball. That's good.
Well, with D-Hop gone, you have no choice but to target Calvin Ridley more. Mm-hmm. And Will Levis has probably been told, if you want to be successful, you better find a way to get him the ball.
You got to get your ball to your playmaker, man.
Now, this is the game that might be a snoozer, in my opinion. The Colts versus the Jets.
I played the Jets defense on one of my fantasies. I want to see how Anthony Richardson looked today. It's either going to be Tuesday. He's either going to look real good or he's going to look real bad, and I'm going real bad.
Well, he can't look as bad as his last game, and he can't look as bad as Joe Flacco's last game.
Now, if he get tired and tap out again, I'm done.
That's not an option. That is not an option.
Wilson has a game today.
I don't. I didn't like the matchup. The person I think is going to have a game is Jonathan Taylor.
Now he should. I'm going to tell you, I think Garrett Wilson is going to have a good game because of Devontae Adams. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to go to Devontae Adams early, and they're going to switch their best corner. I guess that would be Kenny Moore, maybe. Can't really think of nobody else in their back in their secondary. That's going to free up Wilson. One of them is going to have a good game, and one of them is going to have a great game. I'm going for Garrett Wilson to have a great game because he's their wide receiver one. Let's be honest.
I think Garrett Wilson has a good day as far as fantasy. But as far as betting, I'm not touching him for the simple fact that his lines have been up there as far as receptions and receiving yards. So it'd be borderline if he even hits him.
I put him for 50.
Parlay it, yeah.
Yeah, we can move on from
I got Jonathan Taylor over 18 and a half carries. I've also got him over 79.5 yards. Matt Gay over 6.5 kicking points. And then Anthony Richardson as an anytime TD.
Breece Hall, I know you're probably not going to see this podcast. I've been starting you every week. You was my number two pick. Can you please, these last little five or six games, just let me know that next week, next season, that I can draft you again, please. Just if you could give me 70 yards rushing and a touchdown today, I'm looking dead in the camera. I'm being as nice as I can. You've been sucking this year.
One, the problem was Nathaniel Hackett. So he lost his job. And the person that took over for him, who was it? Todd Downing from Titans. Mm-hmm. First of all, why are you giving play calling duties to somebody who can't call a play?
I don't know. The Jets should win this game. That's all.
you got Todd Downing calling plays. I don't see this Jets team doing much. I don't see Aaron Rodgers being there next year. So they just built this team around Aaron Rodgers. They yep. brought in the pieces that he wanted. They brought in the offensive coordinator he wanted. And it's not working out. I think this experiment is over at the end of the season. They cut ties and draft a quarterback or trade for one.
Yeah, we'll see. He did say that he was probably going to play next season, so we'll see how it go.
All right. Atlanta Falcons versus the Denver Broncos. I know there's a Broncos fan in the chat.
Yeah, he ain't on here, right? I think he may be at church. That's Jamar.
Okay. They actually had the Broncos favorite.
I mean, I could see it. The reason why I think because Kirk Cousins was on the verge of not playing. He was injured or something. Mm. He was questionable. Not doubtful. He was questionable, but I think he's going to play.
I caught the Falcons at +2.5. I took that.
And Young Waiku, that kicker, he sucked last week.
He was acting like a hoe.
He had his worst game as a kicker last week. I think he missed 3 out of 4. Yeah, he had a horrible game. Our kicker did as well. Jake Elliott had a horrible game too on Thursday. Luckily, it didn't come down to a field goal. But yeah, Young Waiku, man, he had a bad game. This Denver defense, they still relevant. They probably gonna try to get out to Kirk Cousins because, like I said, he is dinged up. So we'll see how that go. You may see a lot of Bijan this game. Especially just dropping the ball off just to get it out of Kirk Cousins' hands. I think they're going to put Surtain on Mooney instead of London. Mooney been killing people.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the engine to that wide receiver core. I think they may put Surtain on him.
I hope they don't because I've got Mooney down for over 55.5 yards for a simple fact. I figured Surtain would be on
London.
On London. I do have London for over 5.5 receptions, but that's a borderline bet. I'd be weary of it if I were you. Javonte Williams, over 30.5 rushing plus receiving yards. I can't believe that line was even there. Devon Vale, over 2.5 receptions.
You said you can't believe it was there?
That low?
Well, I think that's because I don't know if you've been seeing this. Do you have Sleeper? Do you do fantasy on Sleeper?
I've got Sleeper.
So they have been pumping up Audric Estime all week about he's supposed to have some kind of big role in this game. I've seen his over-under go up, and I've seen that he's like one of the top three most picked up people in fantasy this week for some reason.
They have been trying to get him involved. If you're not familiar with him, he is a rookie running back out of
Notre Dame. Yeah.
I need to see something real quick. He had 14 carries against the Kansas City Chiefs, which was almost 3 times more than what he's had in any other game. He had 2 carries, 5 carries, 1 carry, 5 carry, then jumped up to 14 this past week.
Hmm.
So they are incorporating him.
Take Bo Nix rushing yards.
Whatever it is. I think I took Bo Nix passing attempts too. Did I? Yeah, Bo Nix over 30.5 passing attempts. That's another one of those borderline plays. If they're playing from behind, he's going to have to throw the ball a lot. But like I said, I took Atlanta Falcons +2.5. I think the line is 2 now.
Yeah.
I may take
Denver because it's in Denver, and they done had a little weather come through there, so we'll see.
That is a big factor, especially with that thin air.
Mm-hmm.
Seahawks versus 49ers. 49ers favorite 6.5. Divisional battle. Seahawks have been struggling, and the 49ers are gaining momentum. But the 49ers are still banged up.
They are, and they got a little dissension in their ranks too. It may not be a big deal. Debo and a player, I think he's the holder. They got into a little shoving thing last week. May not have been nothing. He got out of character. We move on from it. I'm not going to dwell on that. It happens. McCaffrey is back. Trent Williams is healthy. Like, you know what they're going to do? They're going to toss it to that side. Brock Purdy been running the ball more. Debo is in and out of the lineup, but he should have a good day because Kittle is out. But Pearsall and Juwan Jennings should be your play, especially Juwan Jennings. I think he has a hell of a day today.
So Kittle is 100% out now?
I'm trying to see. It's a late game, but everything that I'm seeing is saying that he's highly doubtful. It just keeps saying that he's unlikely to play. So unlikely to play, even if he do play, I wouldn't play him.
It's too late. I already got him on some parlays.
Well, they avoid him.
I mean, I know, but still. I'm looking. Yeah, 10 hours ago, the last thing that was said was he's unlikely to play. The 9-minute status for today's game. Like the status. So remains uncertain.
I stand corrected. I am on a 49ers Twitter page. It says the 49ers could realistically be without Trent Williams, Nick Bosa, and George Kittle today.
That does change the dynamic a little bit. Game could be a little closer than expected. So you might take that spread.
DK Metcalf is playing today. He does not have no designation on the injury report, so he should be in and ready to go. Jackson Smith and Jigba has been a revelation these past weeks without DK. So he got the weapons. We'll see. I don't know what the let's see. They have San Francisco at 6.5. I don't know if they cover that if Trent Williams, Bosa, and Kittle don't play.
Yep, you got to be able to pressure the quarterback. And Nick Bosa is their guy to pressure. Now, as far as the 3:30 games, 3:25 games, whatever time they come on, this is the game I'm looking forward to seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs versus Buffalo Bills.
Scary game for me.
Could potentially be a divisional playoff match. Not divisional, conference.
This is a scary game for me, man. It could be a bad game.
How's that?
I think both of their defenses could show up. Which would, I'm not gonna say that's a bad game, because when I'm speaking, because we do this podcast, it's in terms of fantasy and betting. So it could just be a low scoring game. Regardless of what the masses try to tell you, Patrick Mahomes is not having a good year. Let's just say that. Now, he does have D-Hop, and ever since he's had D-Hop, he's coming around. This could be a high-scoring game. I'm not expecting anything in the 30s, maybe in the 20s. I just want to see how Josh Allen plays against this defense. I want to see if the season that he's having is, because he's been consistent. This has been his most consistent year. I want to see if he can continue it against this defense. If he has a good game today against this Kansas City defense, I think it'll help him if they meet them in the I think it'll help him if he meet them in the playoffs.
So the over-under on that one is 46.5.
Mm-hmm.
This season, Kansas City has hit the under 56% of the time. Buffalo, 60% of the time the under has hit. There's a good chance this is an under game.
Yeah. Amari Cooper is playing today.
I took the Bills early in the week. One, because it was a home game. Two, because Patrick Mahomes has been playing kind of suspect. I caught them at -1.5. And, of course, the line has moved. So, we'll see. Keon Coleman's out.
Yeah, Keon Coleman is out. I wish they was healthy and ready to roll.
All right. The late game this evening is the Bengals versus the Chargers.
This the game I want to see. This is my game of the week.
Odd choice, but I can understand it.
Huh?
Odd choice, but I can understand it.
These are two of my favorite quarterbacks. I hope it's a shootout, but I don't think it's going to be. The Chargers got a really, really good defense. I want to see how Joe Burrow plays against this defense, and I want to see Justin Herbert get Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnston involved and see if he can score some points against this Bengals defense that's not really that good. I also want to see T. Higgins is supposed to play this game, finally. So he'll have his full complement of receivers. Chase Brown had a hell of a game last week catching the ball. J.K. Dobbins had a pretty decent game last week. So we'll see. But I think one thing that's not talked about, we talk about Offensive Player of the Year and MVPs. On the other side, Trey Hendrickson, leading the league in sacks for Cincinnati. We talk about how good their defense is not. He having a hell of a season. A hell of a season. And he may be the defensive player of the year. So we'll see how that goes. But I hope this is a high-scoring game.
So Ladd McConkey's line on receptions is 4.5. Last week he fell off and only had 2. But the 3 games before that, he had 5, 6, and 5. He's honestly had 5 games this season of 5 or more receptions.
Yep.
So as long as he gets involved, that offense will get to rolling a little bit. I got J.K. Dobbins down for anytime touchdown.
Ja'Marr Chase just had a game of all games. What do you have, 11 for 2?
220-something, I think.
Yeah, and 2 touchdowns. Don't expect that today. Expect him to have a decent game. Don't expect that today. It could, but I doubt it.
Hey, man. If we could get banned, but what's the chance?
That's why I ain't even said that.
Golly. Please don't make that comment on Call of Duty because they'll ban you. Either one of those subjects to get you banned on Call of Duty.
Yep.
Who do you pick in this game?
That's why I was quiet, because I was thinking about it. Out of desperation, I'm going to say Cincinnati. Because they need it. If they continue to lose and don't reel these wins off, they're going to be out the playoff picture for real. They need it more.
Chargers at home.
I know. I know. My gut is saying Cincinnati. My heart is saying the Chargers is going to win.
I want to see team transfer.
Man, that's got the potential to be a hell of a game.
It does. Where is this game at?
I got to put my bets in.
So the Chargers have covered -1.5 in 3 of the last 3 games. They've covered in 2 of the last 2 home games. Cincinnati has covered +1.5 in two of the last two games and five of the last five away games. So this has potential to be a very close game.
Yeah, I think it's going to – that's why it's my game of the week. I think it's going to be a real, real good game. I really do.
Well, at least it's a late game, and you ain't got nothing else to watch but that one.
I'm taking Justin Jefferson to have a good game against y'all today.
Hey, man. Stop that. Our defense is going to do something. Our offense don't.
Now, I ain't saying he's going to go off. I just think he's going to have a good game today.
I got him for any time, TD. I agree, Trey. Chargers defense will decide this game.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. They got a good defense.
They just have to play the seams. If they play the seams, they're good. If they play a bunch of man-to-man, they might be good. As long as they don't get beat.
Can't let Jamar Chase get in no kind of open space.
No. That's what killed Baltimore. They play a quarters defense a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those big plays were in the seams, killing them. But anyway, y'all need time to get y'all's bets in. These games start in less than 45 minutes. We will be back tomorrow with a Monday Night Football preview. Depending on our timing tomorrow, we may throw in a little more content of other things in the NFL. We also plan on doing a Friday night show for college football this week. So look forward to that. As always, we appreciate each and every one of you who tune in and listen.
Thank y'all. Eat some butter today.
That just keeps us from sitting here talking to ourselves all day. We got somebody to talk to, interact to, answer questions, get weird comments. But yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate y'all, man. Eat some butter today.
I'm going to give me a baked potato, put some butter on it just so you leave me the hell alone.
There you go.
All right. See ya.